Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
As the crisis over energy supply and demand continues, the Taoiseach said today that people would have expected an earlier warning system to be in place in relation to energy security concerns. Micheál Martin was speaking after it emerged the government has commissioned a review of electricity supply matters.
There's growing demand on our on energy because we're growing as an economy, we're growing as a population. But nonetheless, I think people would have perhaps expected an earlier warning system in relation to some of this that's materialising. I think it's a good idea to do that. And that's important. But the more broader issue is measures that we take now to ensure that we maintain energy security for the country.
It's a huge issue, no doubt, to discuss energy security. I'm joined by Paul Dean, who's Senior Energy Researcher with the Research Centre for Energy, Climate and Marine in UCC. Paul, you're very welcome to the programme. We heard there the Taoiseach say people would have expected an earlier warning system. But it's fair to say that this energy crisis in particular was predicted a long way back by people like you.
Yeah, look, to be honest here, I think the alarm bells have been ringing on this crisis really for well over a year now. I think it was actually August last year that the wider media first picked up on this electricity crisis. And even before then, Cormac, I suppose there was kind of concerns in the wider industry that we weren't doing enough to build conventional fossil fuel power plant. And I suppose if we step back and look at the causes of this crisis, two things are actually happening. Number one, we have increasing our ability and our appetite to consume electricity. And this is particularly coming from large data centres. Even just last year in 2021, if we look at the numbers from the CSO, we added the equivalent of about 200,000 homes worth of electricity demand onto the grid from data centres alone. While at the same time, then, Cormac, we have, unfortunately, a reduced capacity to generate electricity. Now, look, to be fair to the Irish government, we are doing a lot of good things in terms of renewables, particularly onshore wind. But the challenge is that when it's not windy, our ability to generate electricity, to make it secure, reliable, hasn't been met. And we haven't built enough conventional generation over the last number of years to keep pace with this demand. We have a mismatch between demand and supply in the electricity system. It doesn't take a lot then to knock the system over. And that's the reason for concern at the moment.
And this review that's being commissioned, what will that do? Is that a good move in your opinion?
Look, I suppose it's always good to do a post-mortem on these things, but we have to acknowledge that we're in the middle of the crisis at the moment. We know what we have to do. We do need to get on top of demand, get ahead of demand, maybe pause for reflection on the significant growth of data centres at the moment while we get some kind of line of sight out of this crisis. I suppose what these reviews tend to do is apportion maybe some form of responsibility and some form of blame, and hopefully we'll learn some lessons. But in terms of what we need to do now, it's very clear what we have to do.
Okay, so the review you're saying will do nothing in the immediate problem we face in the autumn in terms of when demand and supply, maybe when there's a mismatch in a big way, the review is no good to us then. So what is the solution, Paul?
Yeah, so in the short term, we need to do a couple of things, Cormac. Really, we can't build fossil fuel plant overnight. It takes months. There has been efforts by the regulator to fast-track the provision of fossil fuel plant. And again, it comes back to the idea, well, why are we building fossil fuel plant when we're trying to meet our emissions reductions?
Indeed, yeah.
And we're talking about climate change. And the answer there is that renewables are the best way, really, to reduce our emissions. And they do that by reducing the use of fossil fuels. Power plant, but they don't replace the need for the fossil fuel power plant. And we do need those fossil fuel power plants, particularly things like natural gas, which tends to be a cleaner fuel at the moment. If it's not very windy in Ireland, we're using a lot of coal, we're using a lot of oil. And a lot of those coal and oil plants, they're not really good from a pollution perspective. They pollute very heavily from a greenhouse gas perspective. And also, Cormac, they tend to be old and unreliable. And this reliability is amplifying these issues. So we do need to build
more fossil fuel plants. But I hear green activists, environmental activists and people from the Green Party, I'm sure, screaming at the radio saying if we build these plants, Paul, we're relying on them for many, many years.
So there's a difference between building plants and how much we use them. If we build fossil fuel plants in conjunction with building out renewables, that will mean then, Cormac, that we'll be using these natural gas plants an awful lot less. And actually, from the studies that we've done here in UCC and other studies around Ireland, we know actually that we do need to build these conventional plants to actually meet our emissions reductions targets. Because at the moment, Cormac, what we're doing, we're falling back into the older fossil fuel power plants like coal, like oil, which again pollute a lot more from a from a greenhouse gas perspective. Now, over the next 10, 15 years, as new technologies develop, we'll probably be able to move away completely from fossil fuels or in the power sector, but it won't happen overnight. We need to figure out a way to kind of store huge amounts of electricity in a very efficient and economic form. And really, to be honest with you, that's really not something that's credible within the next 10, 15 years.
Okay, so it's paradoxical in one way, isn't it? So you have to build to rely on the fossil fuel to get away from fossil fuels in one way, if people can follow that. So that's in terms of increased generation, Paul. But you also mentioned a reduction in use as well.
And this is very important. I suppose really what we need to first concentrate on, Cormac, is put a pause on the massive growth of electricity demand, particularly from data centres. As I said, last year we added the equivalent of about 200,000 homes worth of electricity onto the system. That's an awful lot, you know. And when you're in the middle of an electricity crisis, when you're in the middle of an energy crisis, when we have public campaigns on the government encouraging householders to reduce our energy use and reduce our electricity use, you know, it's not a responsible thing to grow electricity use in the industrial element. So we do need to put a pause on that. That will give us headroom, it will give us some headspace, and again allow us to get the not only the renewables built that we need to move away from fossil fuels, but again those fossil fuel generation plant built to make sure the system is reliable when the renewables aren't there.
Yeah. But we had this debate on the programme recently, and a member from the government side was making the point that look, we have to rely on data centres to grow the economy. Basically, it was a fundamental point when you strip all the others back. You don't buy that?
No, look, there's no doubt that, you know, data centres do an awful lot of wonderful things for our lives. The digitalisation, you know, I'm talking to you today because we can talk over an app that allows the data centres to avoid me from travelling up to the studio, for example. But I think the conversation needs to change from how many data centres to what type of data centres we can accommodate in Ireland. We need data centres in Ireland that have a really low impact on the grid and on the environment. And really what we're looking at, what we should be trying to encourage in Ireland, is data centre owners and operators who use clean, renewable power every hour that they can, rather than just when the wind is blowing. Now, what this requires, Cormac, is really, I suppose, big financial commitments, because we require data centre owners to store huge volumes of renewable power so they can use that power then when the sun isn't shining or the wind isn't blowing. Now, that's it's conceptually plausible at the moment, but it's not commercially available. And really, what we'd be hoping is that data centres who have a deep commitment to Ireland would also have the deep pockets to make those investments to deliver those data centres that we need.
Yeah, indeed. So if that doesn't happen then, if there isn't a pause on data centres, as you say, we'll really have to look at innovative ways, both householders and business as well, to reduce energy consumption. Now, whatever about householders, it's damn hard enough to reduce energy consumption for many, many people. But if you're a small business, it could affect your business in a big way.
I suppose really what we'd really look at first of all is the large electricity users, the data centres, and that's way more from a logistical viewpoint as well, Cormac. It's a lot easier to coordinate, let's say, the actions of 10 or 20 large energy users rather than 200 or even 1,000 couple of businesses, because you can get a couple of large energy users to reduce their demand quickly and efficiently, and that takes a lot of pressure off the system. The proposals that we heard from the regulator last year or last week are also kind of looking at householders and encouraging householders to try and use electricity, not so much less electricity, Cormac, but use it at different times of the day. Now, in all fairness, a lot of Irish households are already incredibly lean in their electricity use, so I think we need to manage our expectations of what households can contribute to solving this problem and really look at the core cause of increasing demand, which is the large energy users and specifically data centres.
Okay, we're told there's increased concern among government ministers, reports today of increased concern over the seriousness of the energy crisis we face in the autumn and in the winter. How realistic is it, this concern of a blackout or the supply running tight?
Yeah, so there is cause for concern, but there's no cause for alarm yet, because there's a lot of things, and I suppose in the power systems toolkit that you can do to reduce power demand. And again, these are kind of things that aren't relatively new or novel. There are many things that we have done over the years. For example, in the last energy crisis in the 70s and the 80s, anybody who operated a large quarry, if they were crushing rock or pumping water, they were asked to stop that. I suppose the industrial landscape in Ireland has changed a lot now. Since then, now instead of looking to the quarry owners and the manufacturers, looking to the data centre owners to reduce their electricity demand, either to stop doing what they're doing or else get them to do it in another country where they already have those facilities.
Okay, look, we'll leave it there for the moment. I'm sure we'll talk again very soon. Paul Dean, Senior Energy Researcher with the MAREI Centre in UCC. Thank you very much indeed.